This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Frederick, Maryland as we wrap up a Stevenson win over Hood, 59-46. Mustangs 12-2 overall, 6-0 in the conference. We're joined post-game interview by Coach Jackie Boswell. And Coach, I know you noticed you called a timeout about 14 minutes left in the first half. Wanted to settle everyone down, it seemed, and probably not the best series of minutes of basketball for your team this season, but turn it around nicely and on the road able to pick up another win.
Yeah, I mean, the road games are always hard, and, you know, we just want to make sure our defense is there. I thought our defense was really good in the first half, and Kayla, you know, really kept us in it offensively, I thought. You know, but we rebounded the ball pretty good, and you know, just it was ugly, but you got to try to take it whatever you can on the road.
In the second half on the defensive end, in particular, I think just closing it off and making it difficult for Rachel Wiley, the shots got harder for her throughout the game.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job on her in the second half. You know, fighting some illnesses right now, so trying to get some people some extra minutes and trying to get them some rest. But you know, right now it's crunch time. So I thought our girls really did a great job of just kind of sucking it up and doing what they had to do.
And especially some foul trouble early on with Kara Harmon and Ty Bender. You only had four fouls as a team, but those two picked up two fouls apiece. So you had to rely a lot on Imani Sanders. Haley Bauer came into the game too. I'm sure that impressed you on how well they played.
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job. I mean, Imani's been getting those minutes all year and really been stepping up and just doing her job, and she's doing great for that. And Haley, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Haley. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, she's buying into the defensive end that we want, but I thought she came in and, you know, gave us some good offense and actually played pretty good defense. So I am very happy with that, yes.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, now we bring on Kayla Kelly post-game here. And Kayla, you seem to have one of those shooting nights that we've seen so often. When things are on, we can tell, because then you go on a streak. I think it was 4 or 6 points in a row in the second half. Talk about how you were feeling it throughout the game.
I felt that my goal first was defense. I had to shut down Kessler first, and I figured the rest would come. Then I saw two of my scorers go out of the game, and I knew that somebody had to pick up the slack. So I just attacked. I shot the ball. I had built up confidence in myself that I could fill in the roles that we were missing.
You mentioned Rachel Kessler, 0 for 7 for her today. No points, but you knew she was tough coming in. Talk about what you did before this game to prepare for her.
My coaches scouted her very well, and they gave us what we needed to successfully shut her down, and I just executed what my coaches told me to do.
Coach mentioned some illnesses with the team, and we saw some new faces playing a little bit more minutes, but didn't seem to miss a beat out there.
Oh, I'm still feeling something.
Yeah, you're feeling something.
Yeah,
you didn't show it.
Yeah, I'm still feeling it. I had a tough week last week, but this week's getting a little better. But, you know, I just ask for water as quick as possible whenever I'm on the court. Try to get some fluids in me and keep it going. And that's the same with the team. Just try to keep us hydrated.
Kayla, thanks a lot.
Thank you.